Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmel. I'm my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. How about you?
Look at how I'm dressed for you. Look at this.
I know. You're kind of like that springy fashion. It's looking good.
I'm ready for a weather change.
Yeah, you look good. I know.
It's going to snow on Sunday, but no, whatever.
Know. You're going to get a weather change, but we'd like to just keep it like it is today.
For those of you who can't see, because you guys are on the radio, we also have our video show on this one, and I've got a nice ensemble, and I love your socks, the Eiffel Tower socks.
Eiffel Towers, nice. Yeah.
It's a unique day for dressing up a little bit different today for both of us, because things are looking a little bit different in the markets, in the economy. I'm going to call it two different major stories. One that really caught my attention this week was COVID is no longer the number one issue when it comes to professional portfolio managers around the world. They don't think that's the biggest issue anymore.
Moving on.
The weather change.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Mm. What they were concerned about was taxes, was inflation, was taper tantrums. We're going back to the old fundamental economics and how people are going to be spending money.
Yeah, well, yes, that's true. That's not necessarily where all of our listeners are and our viewers, because COVID is still front and center. And we actually had some news this week about vaccinations being halted again, right? Paused.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That scares people.
Yeah.
Right? I was reading some material, actually a Bloomberg article I found interesting, that in the United States, it looks like COVID vaccinations in some states, 1 in 3 of the doses are not being used. They're on the shelf. So
where is this again?
In some states in the United States.
Sorry, okay.
Yeah. And so there's questions going to not start arising about, have all the people that want to be vaccinated been vaccinated? What's left? Can we get to herd immunity? Right? That'll be on people's minds. So there's lots of moving parts.
Same information is happening here in Alberta. And we've got a great guest coming on our show today. You know, we've got an ICU doctor here in Calgary who's going to talk about his experiences of what's going on from that level.
Right.
By the time it gets to him, it's serious.
Yeah, you don't want to meet him professionally, right? It's a bad day.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't even want to meet him personally.
No, that's right.
He's a unique cat.
Dr. George is fantastic. He's a good personal friend of ours. He'll give us the straight goods. But this is going to be the difference, right? We're going to experience the health side of this. We've got numbers that are blowing up again. We've got a third wave coming. Right, so people are dealing with the isolation again and the health reality of it. Portfolio managers and economics are looking much better than they did last year.
Yep.
Right, but we've also got to make some sense of the different asset classes, right? Because how things are moving around and is inflation coming, not incoming, are valuations appropriate, so on and so forth. Because we're in earnings season, right? We kicked off earnings season, so there's lots to talk about. But let's give a sense of what this show is going to be, right? So clearly, we want to talk a little bit about the pandemic. Where it is. Where are we in Alberta? How is it affecting us? What do we see? What does Dr. George see coming as a result of his experience in the ICU?
He's got some interesting ideas of what's going to happen this summer.
Yep.
I really want to ask him about how does he see it about this summer? Can we have the stampede back? Can we actually open up more? Like, what are his thoughts on that? We've had some sidebar conversations with him.
You bet.
On this, and so it's been interesting to hear his perspective, so I'm looking forward to chatting with him about that. And then looks like we've got a robotics company out of Calgary,
right,
who's created a robot that helps specifically seniors trying to navigate technology to communicate within family and friends.
Right. So it's an interesting transition. Lots of people have become more comfortable with technology through this. Right, we've talked for years about the role technology is going to play as we age, not just in healthcare, but social isolation, dealing with a whole bunch of different problems. And here we can highlight a Calgary company that's doing its bit.
What I find interesting about where we are in this pandemic is there's a lot of things that individuals are doing now that they were never comfortable doing.
Right,
communicating electronically, video, so forth. For a lot of the demographic, over the age of 50 was not a highly utilized demo on that technology.
Right.
They've been forced to do it. They've been connecting. They're late adopters to technology.
Yep.
One of the best examples I can give is Facebook. The fastest growing demographic of people going on to Facebook now is people over the age of 50.
I'll put my hand up.
Yeah, you took a while, man.
I did.
You took a while. Mm-hmm. Now, if you ask our kids...
Yep.
Your youngest is 10, turning 11?
No, she'll be 13 this summer, actually.
Your youngest is 13. My youngest is 11, yeah, turning 12. Yeah. If you ask them, do you go on Facebook? They say, no, that's for old people.
I know. I was on it. I was on Facebook literally this past week. And she says, oh, you're on Facebook, right? And she's never been on Facebook, never seen Facebook.
Yeah.
Amazing.
She skipped that entire
gone
Facebook revolution that's happened.
You bet.
But that platform has allowed many, like my father, to see pictures of his grandchildren and his family members around the world.
Right.
And so he's adopted to that now. And so what I'm going to be interested to see is how does this robotics and communication, will this demographic of the 50 plus crowd in Canada keep that part of their lifestyle?
Right.
Adopt it so that even if they go back to what we consider a new normal of open and economy, traveling, will they still use that technology to continue to, that actually opens up where people can be anywhere.
Right.
Right. I haven't seen my dad in so long. He's like, okay, I'm going to go and head off to Ecuador for a month. We'll just talk on Zoom.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to be very interested to see that too. I think there's some lasting changes here. There's no question, but I think there could be a snapback as well. Right. We've had to rely on technology for so long. Yep. There's going to be a snapback when we can to get back for actual personal contact with people. Right. So the next 2 years, really going to be very interesting.
I think we're going to have the next 2 years a battle of, is it Zoom or is it in the room?
Right.
Where do you want to be?
Right.
Do you want to be in the room with that person or do you want to be on Zoom? And I think that's going to be a very interesting trend, which opens up a different talk about communication and talks about technology and the opportunities of the future when it comes to people portfolios.
Yep.
When you look at the market this week, anything come up in your mind that that you saw that was a aha moment for you?
Well, listen, we just started S&P 500 earnings season this week with the big banks in the U.S. reporting. Mm-hmm. And they all beat expectations, some more than others, and there was a bit of sloppiness in some of their earnings reports. But the fact is we've got equity markets that have moved higher, right? Not just talking about the banks. In general, you've got equity markets that have moved higher, and at some point, earnings are going to have to justify valuations. So the next 6 weeks of the reporting is going to be very, very interesting to see if these companies are, if their future earnings forecasts are being justified. Now, having said that, at the same time, we've got rapid reopening of economies. So been lots of economic data this week, a tremendous amount of strength in terms of the economic reports coming to the United States. Consumers are spending. Remember, they've gotten this most recent stimulus check that was sent out, and they spent it. And they've taken us to above pre-pandemic levels. So consumer spending, which makes up two-thirds of our economic GDP in Canada and the United States and developed Europe, okay, we've got consumer spending. We talked about that pent-up demand wave, right, as a potential stimulus package. You saw the same in China this week, right? The two big economic engines. We haven't seen Europe yet, but same thing. Consumer spending way above expectation. GDP growth very high. So this is what we're going to be dealing with over the coming weeks.
What I'm going to be looking for, well, because I have no life, I read all this stuff, is not what the earnings have happened or the earnings expectation of analysts.
Right.
What I'll be spending my time on is looking at the guidance from management of their own individual companies and see how confident they are, because that will dictate investment spending, growth within their company, hiring, so forth. If they are cautiously optimistic, which is what we're hearing so far, that doesn't mean it's going to be a big all boom again and everybody's going to get their jobs back. That's the driver, because when stimulus stops, that's a concern. So it's gonna be choppy. I think it's gonna be really choppy. And I would not be surprised if we don't have proper forward guidance from management of these companies, the big ones that are big move makers and deal makers.
Yep.
If we don't see that, we're gonna probably see a nice little correction in the market Q3 of this year. I would not be surprised if that happens.
By correction, you're saying 10%?
Yeah, 10-15%. Yeah. I would not be surprised.
Yeah, yeah. And those happen regularly. I mean, that scares people when you hear it. These things happen regularly, right?
Correct. But I'm giving the warning it's going to probably happen if we don't get proper forward guidance from management on these companies. That's a big concern for me.
Okay, that's a fair comment. Let's leave it there. We do have to make sense of this because we have to invest in a way that both profits and protects people.
Yes.
Right, throughout their own retirement. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, what if there is a negative market happening in the near term and pulls back? How does that impact in the short run? And how does large swings in your portfolio impact your retirement? How do you bulletproof your retirement? We're going to talk about that on Tuesday, April 20th, 7 p.m., live online. Now, you need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
And tune in after the break. We're going to have a Calgary robotics firm help us connect with our loved ones going forward. You're on 770 CHQR in More Than Money.